אנגלית, שאלון ה, מודול E, קיץ תשס"ה, 2005.
Part 2, access to information from spoken text.
בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד קיץ תשס"ה, 2005, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או הווקמן בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello listeners and welcome to our program Wild and Wonderful. Our guest today is Hilda Gibson. Ms. Gibson is the director of Monkey Park, America's first home for retired monkeys, which opened in Texas last summer. Hello Hilda.
Hello.
Hilda, what are retired monkeys and why do they need a place like Monkey Park?
Well, in the United States there are about 2000 monkeys that are used in laboratories for research purposes. When a monkey isn't needed anymore, nobody knows what to do with it, so it usually just spends the rest of its life in a small cage in the lab. That's very sad. I know the same is true for other lab animals, but monkeys are different. They're amazing animals, extremely intelligent. What's more important, a lot of them can live to a very old age. So it's only right to provide them with an environment where they can live the rest of their lives in comfort.
But why not just return them to their natural surroundings?
Because they've never learned the basic skills needed to survive in the wild. You see, most of the monkeys were born in a lab and were cared for by humans. They've never had to find food or defend themselves or live with other animals. Zoos won't take these animals. And we certainly can't just let them go. That's why a place like Monkey Park is so important.
I understand there are currently some 300 monkeys at the park. How are they doing?
Very well, actually. We've got a huge open area with grass and trees, ideal for climbing and running around. Monkeys are free to go looking for the food we put out for them. They can also watch each other at play, form social relationships, and so on. And it's working. It usually takes a monkey only 4 to 6 weeks to adjust to the new surroundings and to start feeling at home.
That's marvelous. So tell me, Hilda, how did you become involved in this project?
I used to work as a biologist in a research lab. Back in 1974, I got permission to take 10 of our older monkeys to an island near Florida and help them learn how to live in a little forest there. It was a wonderful experience, and that's how I got involved in what I like to call monkey rescue.
You seem to care very much about these animals. Are there many people who share your concern?
Yes, I'm glad to say there are. It costs a lot of money to manage Monkey Park, and all that money is given to the park by private people. You'd also be amazed how many volunteers we have. We have veterinarians, scientists, and animal lovers of all ages. This is very encouraging, and we're very grateful to everyone.
Hilda, I can only wish you much success with your great project. Thanks for coming to the studio. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע את כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית.
Thank you.
וכעת השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Wild and Wonderful. Our guest today is Hilda Gibson. Ms. Gibson is the director of Monkey Park, America's first home for retired monkeys, which opened in Texas last summer. Hello, Hilda.
Hello.
Hilda, what are retired monkeys? And why do they need a place like Monkey Park?
Well, in the United States, there are about 2,000 monkeys that are used in laboratories for research purposes. When a monkey isn't needed anymore, nobody knows what to do with it. So it usually just spends the rest of its life in a small cage in the lab. That's very sad. I know the same is true for other lab animals, but monkeys are different. They're amazing animals, extremely intelligent. What's more important, a lot of them can live to a very old age. So it's only right to provide them with an environment where they can live the rest of their lives in comfort.
But why not just return them to their natural surroundings?
Because they've never learned the basic skills needed to survive in the wild. You see, most of the monkeys were born in a lab and were cared for by humans. They've never had to find food, or defend themselves, or live with other animals. Zoos won't take them. And we certainly can't just let them go. That's why a place like Monkey Park is so important.
I understand there are currently some 300 monkeys at the park. How are they doing?
Very well, actually. We've got a huge open area with grass and trees, ideal for climbing and running around. Monkeys are free to go looking for the food we put out for them. They can also watch each other at play, form social relationships, and so on. And it's working. It usually takes a monkey only 4 to 6 weeks to adjust to the new surroundings and to start feeling at home.
That's marvelous. So tell me, Hilda, how did you become involved in this project?
I used to work as a biologist in a research lab. Back in 1974, I got permission to take 10 of our older monkeys to an island near Florida and help them learn to live in a little forest there. It was a wonderful experience, and that's how I got involved in what I like to call monkey rescue.
You seem to care very much about these animals. Are there many people who share your concern?
Yes, I'm glad to say there are. It costs a lot of money to manage Monkey Park, and all that money is given to the park by private people. You'd also be amazed how many volunteers we have. We get veterinarians, scientists, and animal lovers of all ages. This is very encouraging, and we're very grateful to everyone.
Hilda, I can only wish you much success with your great project. Thanks for coming to the studio. This ends our program. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית ובבחינות הבגרות כולן. שלום.
Answer questions 6 to 11 according to the broadcast. In questions 8 and 11, follow the instructions. In the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer. Monkey Park, home for retired monkeys. 6. According to Hilda, what does Monkey Park aim to do for retired lab monkeys? 1. Provide them with medical care. 2. Give them better living conditions. 3. Find some other uses for them. 4. Prepare them for life in zoos. 7. Hilda explains why lab monkeys, 1. Are valuable for research. 2. Can live to a very old age. 3. Don't know how to survive in nature. 4. Are especially intelligent. 8. Name one thing monkeys can do at Monkey Park. 9. According to Hilda, the monkeys at Monkey Park, 1. Are all very young. 2. Can only stay for a few weeks. 3. Do not have enough space. 4. Soon get used to living there. 10. Hilda mentions the island near Florida as the place where she first, 1. Came into contact with monkeys. 2. Worked as a biologist. 3. Helped monkeys live outside labs. 4. Went to get monkeys for research. 11. According to Hilda, what shows that people care about Monkey Park? Give one fact she mentions.
בהצלחה.